This is Bronson Hermuth coming to you from Nashville, and I've got the honor today to interview Mr. Craig Duncan. Thank you, Craig, for doing this.
Glad to be here.
I've been looking at your website. 60 albums.
Oh, that's an old number.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah. Well, I started doing, producing and playing on Hammer Dulcimer Records in 1987. First one was, they called it A Homemade Christmas, and then the second one they called Smoky Mountains Hymns. Then they went back and renamed the first one Smoky Mountain Christmas. And that first set of series that we did for Brentwood, I was a featured musician, but I wasn't producing. That series really took off, and because of that, the company made me a recording artist, and that went well, and then I eventually moved on to some other labels, and I've been recording and producing for a long time now, and I'd say it's probably 70 or 80 CDs mm-hmm. that I've actually produced.
And then you also have books that you've written.
I started writing for Mel Bay Publications. That was a very fortunate thing. Back when I was working the theme park, the Opryland theme park, in my early 20s, Mel Bay himself came and visited at Opryland Hotel and met a friend of mine and said, "Man, you're a great player. Will you write me a book?" This is Mark Barnett, banjo player.
Right.
And so Mark wrote him a book, and in the process of writing for him, the president of the company, Bill Bay, who was Mel's son, asked Mark if he knew somebody that could write a fiddle book. Well, I just graduated from college studying violin and, of course, playing fiddle all the way through to make my living. And so I had been kind of, had already basically had a book in my head that I was teaching out of. And so when I got that opportunity, I wrote that book, which became Deluxe Fiddling Method, and that gave me an opportunity to write more and more. In fact, the last book that I wrote for them, I turned in 3-4 months ago.
Where are you from originally?
Originally from Burlington, North Carolina. Went to school at Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina. And while I was there is when I started playing a lot of fiddle. And, so I was studying violin in college and playing fiddle for a living. Or, I was working at the Carowinds theme park.
So now, does music run in your family?
The love of music runs in my family. My father was an electrical engineer for Western Electric. He was a quality planning engineer and did a lot of work for Association for Retarded Children. I have a younger sister that has Downs, and so my parents really jumped in with all 4 feet and have done a lot to help handicapped people. They love music, but they're not performers.
Right. So who influenced you? What got you started to play?
Well, my parents, like I said, love music. So when I was 8 years old, Mom wanted me to take piano lessons. Probably like many people of our era, our parents didn't have the opportunity, so they wanted to give it to us.
Right.
The funny thing about the piano deal was that probably 2 or 3 weeks before she asked me that, there was a string program, violin, viola, cello, upright bass string program in our public school. And there was a man teaching, and he had just made a presentation about that. So when my mother said, "I want you to take piano lessons," I went, "Well, I'd rather play the violin." And she was fine with that, especially since you could do it in public school.
Right.
And so that's how I started. At the same time, my parents are very devout Christians, and so I grew up in a Baptist church from the time, they could take me there. And because of that, I was always around music growing up, singing and whatever. So at the same time that I started doing the taking the violin lessons, I was asked to be in a boys' choir, which was really cool because the people in the school system went around and had all the boys in the third grade sing for them. And evidently I could match pitch well enough that they decided they could work with me. So I spent 5 years in a boys' choir, in a Rotary Boys' Choir in Brighton.
Wow.
So that was a really great training because the lady that ran it, she was like so disciplined. I mean, you can imagine a woman, a redheaded woman, running a choir with 50 boys in it.
Oh,
how,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we had to toe the line.